Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Chof Aleph and the Ohiz Vahadur edition, Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Vav, and the bottom of Daf Chof Amud Beis. Zog de Mishnah. Koi, yesh padrochim shova lechayo, yesh padrochim shova lebehimo. So koi is an animal which is not clear if it's a chayo or a behimo, a domestic animal or a non-domestic animal. Just by the way, some people call it kvi, but what I know, the way we learned in Eretz Yisrael, was that you say the word koi. Koi, you read it, koi, not kvi. So the koi has drachim, which is similar to a chayo, a non-domestic animal. And there's always that it's similar to a behemo, a domestic animal. V'yesh b'drachim shove l'chayo ula behemo. In some ways, it's shove to both, to a chayo and to a behemo. Continues the Mishnah of Chafav and Udalef. V'yesh b'drachim shein shove loy l'chayo v'loy l'behemo. In some ways, it's not similar to neither of them. Ketzat shove l'chayo. And what way do I treat a koi like a chayo? You know, when a shecht a chayo, a non-domestic animal, you have to cover the blood. You shecht a behemo, a domestic animal, you don't have a mitzvah to cover the blood. A koi, I'm not sure if it's a chayo behemo, I have to go l'chumro, and you have to cover the blood. You're not allowed to shecht a yomtiv. Because as we learned in Maseches Beitzo, the eifer kirum, and what's prepared to cover blood, is prepared only for vadai, for things that you have to cover, like a behemo, like a sheep. But a koi, even though it's similar to a sheep, it is not obligated to be kisui for sure. It's only a sofek, and therefore it's mukze. You can't cover the blood, so therefore don't shecht it on yomtiv. V'im shachatoi en michasim is damo. He did go and shecht it on yomtiv, even though it's asur. Now you can't cover the blood because it's a sofek, and you can't use the offer. You can't use the sand to cover it because it's mukze. The chelboy, the fat of the koi, metame tumas nevelo kechayo v'tumos besofik. A chayo causes a tumas nevelo on its fat, but a chelav of a behemo is tar. Here I'm not sure if it's tam or tar because I'm not sure if it's a chayo behemo. So I go to churma and say it's a tumas sofik. Ve'in poidim bepet chamor, you can redeem with it a chamor, a firstborn donkey, because a firstborn donkey needs to be redeemed with a sheep. This even though it looks like a sheep, it's not for sure a sheep, and you can use it to redeem a chamor. That's all the ways that you compare it more to a chayo than a behemo, even though a lot of them come because of a sofik. Ketzat shovel a behemo, you compare it to a domestic animal. Chalboy osur kechalav a behemo, the fat of a behemo is also beachilo. Fat of a chayo is mutter beachilo. This chayo will be osur because you have to go to churmer. Maybe it's a behemo. Vein chavim alav karas. Someone who does eat is not chayav karas because it's not for sure a chaylev of a behemo. Veinu lekach mikesef ma'aser loyichal b'Yerushalayim. You can use kesef ma'aser to buy. Meaning ma'aser sheni to use in Yerushalayim. Why? Because in the ma'aser sheni, there's two things you could do with the money. Either you buy with it a behemo for shlamim, or you can have a chayo for besar taivo. Here, I'm not sure what it is. If it's a behemo, it needs to be shlamim. But because maybe it's not a behemo, you can't bring it as a korban. So you can't use ma'aser sheni for this type of animal. These are the matnos that you have to give to a kohen. When one shechts a behemo, he needs to give matnos kehuno. The zroya, which is the front leg, the lechayim, which is the cheek, and the kevo, which is the stomach. These are three parts of the animal you have to give to the kohen. But that's only by behemo, not by a chayo. So here, I'm not sure what it is. So you have to give zroya lechayim kevo. That's what chachamim hold. But there's a pointer. But it says you don't have to give it. Shamoitzim mechaver lavarayo. The kohen can't claim it because maybe he doesn't owe it. Maybe the Yisrael doesn't know it. We have to understand what they're about and all. The Gemara is going to explain. Says the Mishnah, kitzat eino shove lechayo lebehemo. And in what way it's not equal not to a chayo, not to behemo? Osur mishum kilayim imachayav imbehemo. You can mate it now with a chayo and now with a behemo. And a koisev chayosu behem to lebnoi. Someone who writes in his will, I'm giving to my son my chayo and a behemo. Lekosev lo sakoi. The koi is not included because it's not a chayo, not a behemo. Amar reini nazir sheze chayo hu behemo. If you said this, I'm a nazir that this is a chayo and a behemo, I raise a nazir because maybe it is a chayo behemo. Veshar kol drachav shovim lechayo behemo. Everything else, then it is compared to chayo behemo. Shiton shchito kaze v'kaze. It's obligated in shchito like a chayo and behemo. They both have shchito. Umetam mishum nevelo mishum evachay kaze v'kaze. And it causes tumo of nevelo, or when you take a piece out of the animal like the chayo and the behemo. Sog the Gemara, Ezu koi. What is a koi? Omar Ablozer, the case of a koi is, Ez sha'ala al gabei tzvi. V'tzvi sha'ala al gabei izo. Meaning when someone mate together a goat and a deer. So it's a behema and a chaya together. And what is the suffix? Do we say choshim lezera av or not? That's what Bavli explains. Choshim lezera av means do you go based on the mother only, or you also take in consideration the father? So here you have a animal coming out from a goat and a deer. If the mother is a goat, do we say it's a goat because you go only based on the mother, or it's a deer because you choshish lezera av? So it is a suffix. That's how Rabbi Elazar learns. Ve'rabbanon amrin minu yikori. It's a mean, it's a species called koi. It's not an animal that came out of a chayan and behemo. It's a type of animal that was there from the beginning of the world, and it's called koi, and we don't know if it's a behemo or it's a chayo. We'll see in a moment an afkamini between these two shitas. And you can redeem with a koi a petach amor. Someone did go and redeem the chamor with a koi, so he needs to redeem it again with a sheep. So if this happened, meaning the one came to redeem the chamor with a animal, and he did a koi, and he wasn't sure, so he did again a sheep, and one of them died, either the sheep or the koi, so the koi cannot claim any one of them. Because we're not sure exactly which one is the pidyon chalon, which one is the one who exchanged the donkey. Says the Gemara, Ketzat Shaul Abheimo, Masnisa Deloy Kerblozer. Our Mishnah is not like Kerblozer. Why? The Tanya Blozer Oimer, Koi Chavim Al Chelboi Oshem Toli. Kerblozer holds because it's a suffix. If it's a behemoth or a chayah, if someone eats the fat, so it's chayah Oshem Toli, because maybe he did something wrong. Says the Gemara Chufav on base Mastisa, and here Mastisa means the Brisa. The Brisa we just mentioned Ablozer to look at Rav. That doesn't work with Rav. To Rav Omar Kol Shef Shala Moid Alvadoi. Probably the right Gersa is brought down on the side here is Kol Sheiv Shala Moid Alvadoi. Something that you can never verify. What is the truth? It's a suffix that I cannot come and verify it. Lo Yuchavim Al Sfei Kol Shontoli. You're not Chayav Shontoli on it. Reb Chaim brings what's the example? If you have two pieces, one is meat, one is chilev, you're just not sure what. So if one ate one of them, you could come and verify what it is by having some expert coming and telling you what the other piece is. But if there's only one piece, and you're not sure if that piece is chalev or meat, and someone ate it, there's no way to verify what that piece that was eaten, if it was chalev or basar. So there's no Hashem Tolu in something that I'm not able to verify. You have to have at least the option to be able to verify it. So here by a koi, there's no way to verify if it's a chayav behemah. It's a suffix that we don't know. So there's no Hashem Toli. So who are the brides that says chayav Hashem Toli is not like Rav? Says the Gemara, Postalo chalukim al divrei Ablozer. Rav will explain, like we just said, that our Mishnah argues in Ablozer and says there's no Hashem Toli, meaning that what Rav said, it depends on the machlekes, Rabbanan and Ablozer. You can't use kesem maaser to buy a koi. V'afilu b'sha'a sh'ayu loikchim behemah l'basar taivo. Still, you can't buy with kesem ma'aser to eat in Yerushalayim. What does it mean? So the Gersa, the way argues say is the chor doesn't really add up, and therefore the Vilna Goyen changes the Gersa and says, "Afil b'shosh shelchim chayo lebasar taivo." And going back to the Mishnah, you can use the ma'aser sheni money for two things: either to bring a behemo as a korban shlamim, or to bring a chayo and eat it as a basar taivo. To eat the chayo as a regular meat. Now the koi, I'm not sure what it is. If it's a behemoth, it should be shlamim. If it's a chayo, it's not. I don't know what it is. You don't bring it for ma'aser sheni. But our gusa is they used to bring a behemoth lebasar taivo. What is that? So Reb Chaim comes and explains it. He says explanation based on Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horvitz. He says it used to be originally they allowed one to use ma'aser sheni to bring a behemoth either for shlamim, or if he had a choice, he could have used the money to buy behemoth for basar taivo, not to bring it as shlamim. So what's the problem with the koi? The problem with the koi is, I don't know what to do with the chalev. Because a chalev of behemoth, you're not allowed to eat. And a chalev of a chayo, you could eat. So if you're taking a koi, maybe it's a chayo, you can eat the chalev. Now, maybe it's a behemoth, so you can't eat the chalev. So the chalev goes to waste. It means something, you're getting rid of some part of ma'aser sheni. So that's why they didn't take behemoth even for basar taivo. So what the Gemara is telling us, even before there were goyzer not to take with the money behemoth for basar taivo, to bring it for behemoth only korbanos. Even before that, you would not bring a koi because you didn't know what to do with a chalif. Ketiras the Gemara says v'chayy b'zroya b'lechayyim b'kevor ablosa poiter. So the pieces of the animal you give to the koyin is chayav. Ablosa says you potter. Why? Because mutz v'chayyim love a rayo. So the Gemara ablosa duomar achshav hu nistapek lo duomar potter. Meaning ablosa is the one who holds that what is a koy is a mixture of a chayy and b'emo. You have a goat with a deer. So we don't know what it is. We don't know how to determine it. Is it a deer or is it a goat? Because I don't know. But Rabbanan holds it's a species that from the beginning of its creation we don't know what it is. And if so, the Torah spoke about it. And Reb Chaim brings the Gemara in Chulin of Kuf Lamed Beis because it says im seh is coming to be mirabe also a koi. Now, Bishlama, if koi was from the beginning of creation, you could say the Torah referred to it. The Torah said not only a sheep, but also something which is similar to a sheep. You also have to give matnas kiuno. But if we're talking about something which I don't, just don't know the halacha, I don't know if the animal comes out of a deer and a goat. Is it a deer or a goat? That the Torah will not tell me. The Torah is not going to come to speak to me about a suffix. Because there's no suffix, it's klap Ishmael. So here comes the nafkamina of what we said before. If you hold that a koi is not, we're not just sure what it is, so you may have, if I don't know what to do, if we got be matnas kiuno, you don't have to pay the matnas kiuno. Hamoitzu chaver l'avarayo. But if you hold koi is mir v'nei atzoi, the pastor referred to it and said you do chayav matnas kiuno. Says the Gemara Ketzad, Eino shov l'chayav l'beim, that's the hemshech of the Mishnah. We said someone who gave his son chayav beim, he did not include the koi. So when Mastisa the loike Rebbe, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tan Yigdish chayosu beim toi, someone gave to Hegdish a chayav beim, lo Yigdish zakoi, he was not magdish the koi. Rebbe Yoyim Yigdish zakoi. Rebbe says it is included in the chayav beim. Meaning when someone says the words chayav beim, does he have in reference in his mind also koi or not? That's our Mishnah says not, and Rebbe says yes. Hareini Nazir, which was a chayav beim, at the end of the Mishnah brought the case of a Nazir. The Gemara is going to bring here the many details about that. Omar Hareini Nazir, she's a chayav. Nazir, he says, I'm a Nazir, this is a chayav. He's a Nazir, Sofek, maybe it's a chayav. She's a beimo, Nazir. He says, it's a beimo, he's also a Nazir, because maybe it's a beimo. She ain't a chayav, I'm a Nazir, that it's not a chayav. He becomes a Nazir, because maybe it's not a chayav. She ain't a beimo, again he's a Nazir, because maybe it's not a beimo. She's a chayav u beimo, that it's both, chayav and beimo, Nazir, because maybe this animal is both. She ain't a loy chayav lo beimo, maybe it's neither, it's a new species, which is not a chayav, not a beimo, also Nazir, because we're not sure what it is. Says the Gemara of Chaga boy Kamir of Yosi, there's one thing in the end of the Mishnah we mentioned, that there are things that koi is like chayav beimo, for example, that he needs shchito. So the Gemara asked, "Lama loy tanino?" And why don't we mention also that areveya v'nirba mimenu? That's the Gisa Reb Chaim Chayov. Someone who has a revia with a beimo, it doesn't matter if he has revia with a beimo or a chayo or a koi. A human being that has relationship with an animal is chayov, and the koi is included in that issue. So why don't we mention that? Amalei taniso b'seifa. We do. We didn't mention the Mishnah. V'shar kol drochim shoven l'chayal beimo. We said everything else. It's equal to chayal beimo, and that includes also the iser of reveh avinirba. This is the end of the second parak of Seches Bikurim. Hadroch hatshumo v'abikurim. Hadroch hatshumo v'abikurim. And with this, we conclude Yoshar Bikurim Daf Chof Aleph.